thinking about how we are in relation to God and how He's created us. Has anybody had a birthday or a celebration this last week that we can celebrate with you? No? Nobody's had a birthday this week or anything special happen? Yep, right, so it can't be a busy time of year in that department. I was just sharing with one or two the other day, and they hadn't heard that, but our daughter Emma's going to have a baby in September, I think it is. So we're celebrating that in anticipation. So that's good. You know, her mother's up there this weekend celebrating it with her. Yeah. So we've got that to look forward to. Eleanor, would you like to come forward, please, and share with the children, please?
Would you like to come up here and help me, children? Hello. Right, well, I've got something I brought along with me, apart from all the other junk. Two buckets I've got. I wonder what's in them. What do you normally have in buckets?
Water.
Water. Oh, okay. Right, well, there's a glass of water here. I'd better not put the bucket on top of that. Oops. Help. What's this thing? I've bumped it. Oh, probably caught my swear words. Okay. This bucket. I've got something in there. I wonder if anyone can tell me what's in there.
Money.
Money? Is it money?
No.
It's not. Something wrong with it, isn't it? I wonder what's wrong with this sort of money. Oh, it's monopoly money. You know about that, do you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's not real money because I didn't have enough money to fill a bucket full this morning, so I had to borrow some from somebody, didn't I, Hayden? Yay. So it's your money. Mm. But we'll have to just pretend it's money. Does anyone here get any money given to them as pocket money? You don't have money? Well, when I was about your age, I used to get threepence a week. And that was, I think, equivalent to 3 cents. So that wouldn't go far today, would it? And I had to do some jobs around the place to get that money. So that was pretty important to me. But what sort of things do we do with money? What's it useful for? Can you think of some things?
Spend it, maybe.
Going to the movies.
Go to the movies. Oh, right. I hadn't thought of that one. Can you think of some?
Buying stuff,
yes.
Getting a job.
Well, when you get a job, you might get money. Yeah, you don't really get the money before you get the job, do you? No. But anyway, when money has to be used for some things, doesn't it? It can be quite useful. And but sometimes money can be like something, well, sometimes it can get us into trouble. Some people like money so much that it sort of takes over their lives. And if we like it very, very much, well, sometimes it can get us into trouble, and we crave money so much and want more and more and more of it. Have you ever heard of the word gambling? Maybe not. It's sort of when you want money, you want to win it, you haven't earned it. It's not really a good thing because you haven't worked for it, and it can take over your life sometimes and get you into a lot of trouble. Some people have to go to prison because they've gambled all their money away and they've taken from other people and gambled that away, and it gets them into a lot of trouble. It sort of becomes their master, which, okay, that's not really a good thing. And then this other bucket, it's a bit heavier. I've got something in here. I've been thinking about God. I couldn't bring God along in a bucket this morning, so I brought my Bible, because that's sort of representing God. So that was the best I could do. But in the Bible, it says something very important in Matthew 6, verse 24. It says, no one can serve two masters, that's two bosses. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Now, money can disappear on us, real money I'm talking about. It can, you can lose it sometimes. You can, it can be burnt in a fire. If you are lighting the fire with some screwed up paper and you're not watching, you might burn a $100 note, which wouldn't be very funny, would it? Or someone might come along and pinch it on you. Take it. That would be pretty sad, wouldn't it? Or there might be a flood and all your money would wash away. So money can be lost. But what about God? God never gets lost. God never gets burnt up or flooded out. He's always there for us. And if we love money more than we love God, then we're in big trouble. So it says here, we can't serve two masters. You can't love money more than you love God. And we want to remember that we should love God and always want to serve him and have him as our master. So we're just going to have a wee prayer now. And we will finish the prayer by everybody saying the Lord's Prayer. Okay? Dear God, please help us each day to remember to put you first in our lives and to love you more than money or anything else that comes along. And we'll pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Good. And it's special, the Lord's Prayer, isn't it? And why is it special to you guys at the moment? Because you're learning it for Sunday school, aren't you? Yeah, well, I hope that you will remember it today. Good.
Thank you, Eleanor, and that was something up the back for you guys. This is Grant, is it? Yeah.